it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15,
is a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
Every Tuesday at 3:15, you can hear him right here with CDOT. Exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
My apologies. It's week one for me, too. Let me tell you guys that Patrick Mahomes' appearance on the show each week is brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly's certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Earlier today, I got an opportunity to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I have to admit, the first question is a little bit self-serving. So you guys have probably seen the video. They've been giving out these really cool invitations for a very special night at 1587 Prime. Nick Wright got one. Aaron Andrews got one. How could your boy not get one?
You know, man, I signed them, but I wasn't in charge of who they went to. I actually had to make a call so that I could get my own autographed football of me and Travis. So I was kind of blindsided as much as you were.
Yeah, man, I like crab cakes, too. I'm very happy to go. I don't know if you got extra room for two more people, but sign me up.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'll get with the main manager, Travis Kelce, and see if he's got a reservation for you.
Cool, man. I appreciate that. What is it like to see so many people around the city showing love and support to you guys' steakhouse?
No, man, it's been really cool, man. Just to have something in Kansas City that you can call your own, and try to do something to give back to the community in any way. And we're super excited about the steakhouse and the restaurant, and the hope is that it'll be here long term, and a lot of people will get to enjoy it.
For people who plan on going next week to the opening, what would you suggest? What have been your favorite things on the menu to try?
I think my favorite thing so far has been the Big Red. It's a smash burger that Coach Reed had his input on. And so, you know, a smash burger by Coach Reed, it's hard to miss.
Tell me a little bit about this drink I saw. It's like Taylor Swift inspired. It looked real whimsical. Tell me about this.
I'm not a big liquor drinker myself, but for everybody I've heard, it's a really good drink. And obviously we wanted to have an ode to Taylor and how important she is to not only us, but this city as well. And so I think people will be super excited to get it. And it has the theatrics and stuff like that I think people will love, but it's also a really good drink as well. And so it's something that I'm sure it will be ordered a ton, and it'll be a bestseller at the 1587.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to football here coming up in a bit. There's a lot of things to talk about since the last time that you and I got a chance to talk. You were prominently displayed on the Kingdom and makes sense you're the quarterback of the team. This isn't the first time that you've had cameras in your house and around your family and kind of videotaping your life. What is that like? Is that something that you can ever get used to?
I think if you have the right people that are filming it, you can get used to it. You know, I have a great team of people around me, and the people that film me are people that I can fully trust and I can be myself around. And so it's obviously different having cameras there and stuff like that, but you get used to it after a while, and it helps when you have a lot of good people that are the ones filming you and they're not trying to make you look bad or anything like that.
You always talk about doing it the right way, not just by yourself and as an organization. As I watched that documentary, I learned a lot about why you're so successful. I also learned a lot about why the team is so successful and why you guys have been able to accomplish the thing that you have over the last 5-6 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I think you get a good insight on the whole organization, the whole team, and what it takes to be great. You know, this league, it's so even. I mean, that's how they make it, is that you're going to be even the games. The teams are closely matched, and it's about the little things that you do on the side to put you over the edge. And we got a lot of guys on our team that do that, man. They give everything they have to this football team and to this city, and that's the reason we've won as many games as we've won, is because we got a lot of guys that are all in every single day.
Last thing about this, I heard the director speak on this. You were pretty open and vulnerable about some of your things that have happened off the field. We don't have to go back and go through all of it. What made the choice for you to decide, hey, this is the time that I want to speak openly about these things?
I just want people to see that it's not all winning Super Bowls and driving cool cars and having money and all that different type of stuff, that we're all just people, and that we're all moving about life the same way, and there's different ways and different alleys on how you go through life. But at the end of the day, you just have to make the most of what you have and enjoy the people around you. And I think if you do that, you can have a successful life, if that's winning Super Bowls or if that's going to work 8 to 5 every single day. You can live a great life having the great people around you.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show for the first time this season. Did you get a chance to go around Brazil at all? Did you get a chance to go outside the hotel, explore a little bit?
We did not. You know, we were there a short amount of time, but I was very thankful for how the people of Brazil treated us and the accommodations that we got. I mean, it was really cool to be down there and see the fans and how energetic they were and just appreciative of us for being down there to play a football game. And it was really cool just to be a part of that atmosphere and to see what Brazil is like. But I didn't get to do a lot of the touristy things. But I had a good time while I was there.
We talked a lot about the Chiefs Kingdom, and you've seen them everywhere. They go to Vegas. They go to Los Angeles. Like, they are ones to travel and show up. What was it like to see the support in Brazil for this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'll remember forever, you know. I mean, obviously the result wasn't what we wanted, but just seeing the fans and how much they cared, and you see the Chiefs jerseys, and you know that we travel well. I mean, Chiefs Kingdom is truly one of a kind, and it really was cool to see. You go out that tunnel that first time and all the red jerseys, and from the people of Brazil and the people that travel down to the game as well, and it showcases that all the things that we do and playing the game the right way has kind of traveled worldwide now, and people are noticing it, not only because of us winning, but because of the people that we are.
You guys had a 2.5-hour delay. You guys had a 10-hour, 12-hour flight, traveled to and from the stadium. How difficult is it to keep your routine and what you do to usually get ready for a game or even a road game in a situation in which your routine...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is completely thrown off.
You know, I mean, I think that's something that we've become accustomed to. I mean, when you play in the NFL, you have to accept those challenges. Obviously, you try to stay as close to your routine as well, but you have to be able to adjust on the fly. That's kind of everybody, and everybody has the same challenges, every single team. And so for us, it's about staying as close as we can to our routine and then trying to go out there and play our best football. And we obviously didn't do that in the first half of this last game, but that's no excuse. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's dealing with those same challenges, and that's part of being in the NFL.
You mentioned having to adjust on the fly. You guys had to do that from a game plan perspective. You maybe thought Rashee Rice was going to play. The suspension ends up being the early portion of the season. You then end up losing your then number one receiver, Xavier Worthy, over the game. How difficult was it to adjust your game plan on the fly with the amount of injuries that you guys have right now in the wide receiver room?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you have to be able to adapt to in the NFL. I mean, obviously, those are two guys that are big on our football team. And so I think as the guys got settled in that into that first half and into the second half, you saw guys being able to adjust and make plays. And I was proud of how they stepped up, especially in the second half. So, I mean, when anybody goes down on any team, I mean, there's adjustments that have to be made. And that was a big receiver for us. But at the same time, I thought guys stepped up and made plays in big moments and gave us a chance to compete and try to get a win.
You guys ran 11 run plays in Friday's game. How do you get the run game more involved now with the lack of Worthy, just having some more balance in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of everywhere. I mean, obviously, we got to do better at running the ball when we have the opportunities to do it. I thought Pacheco did a good job of making some big runs happen when he got the opportunities. But same with me. I got to be able to get us into the right play. And whenever a run play is called, to give them the guys a chance to go out there and prove while we call the run play, and not trying to get too greedy or too happy with me trying to make a play every single time. So just trusting in my teammates. The run game's important. I mean, it's important on every single football team, and so it'll be something that we have to be better at going up against a good defense this week.
Usually as a quarterback, you know, you get out of bounds or you slide, you're trying to avoid the contact. You moved into the contact. That usually doesn't happen. It looked to me like you were kind of trying to set a tone for the rest of the roster for that drive.
Yeah, I think I just want to be a competitor at the end of the day. Obviously, you have to protect yourself and get out of bounds when you need to get out of bounds. But I think you saw on that drive, not even the second run or the third run, I wasn't really thinking about going out of bounds too much on that drive. But it's a long season, so I'll try to get back to getting back out of bounds as the season goes on. But you definitely want to spark and give your team a chance to win the football game, and I thought it was needed then.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, for a few more minutes. Pat, in the Super Bowl, you guys came out flat. You mentioned that you guys came out flat in this game against Brazil. I don't have to tell you about the opponent that you're playing on Sunday. Very good. You obviously know them well. How do you avoid falling into that trap 3 straight games?
Yeah, I think you have to learn from your past mistakes. And obviously, we've done these last few games, and it's cost us. And so we have to learn as a team that we have to go out with our best effort from the first snap all the way through the last snap. And so we've done good about that in my entire career. We've had a few bad games here back-to-back now, and so how are guys going to respond? You know, I know Coach Reed's going to respond by having a great week of practice and pushing us to be even better, but as a team, we have to respond and showcase who we are, and if we don't, we'll lose to a good football team, and so we're going to have to play our best football if we want a chance to win this football game.
Pat, I know you got to take one game at a time, and each week is the same. Does this game mean even more, given what happened to you guys in February?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's another football game against a good football team. I think it means more because we lost that first game. You know, it's hard to come back from an 0-2 record, and I mean, teams have done it before, but it makes it a lot difficult for the rest of the season. So for us, it's important to go out there and play our best football and try to beat a good football team, because not only would that help as far as our record right now, but it'll give guys confidence going into the rest of the season.
That's one thing that I'm really curious about. You just mentioned it, like the historical playoff odds if you start 0-2 are not great. You guys have never started 0-2 in your career. I'm really curious to see how you guys as a team respond and what kind of energy you guys come out with.
Yeah, I know. The hope is that we don't start 0-2, so we'll focus in on trying to play our best football, because that's what it's going to take to win against a really good football team.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today, getting you ready for a Super Bowl rematch as the Chiefs open up their home schedule on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Pat, once again, man, happy to have you join us this season, man. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance on the show this week is brought to you by Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Tires certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. We'll react to what Pat said coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.